Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. All this up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed your blood out there on Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
As we're walking this Christian.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for a while, and he always does an awesome, awesome job, and I know today he will do no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for taking time out of your schedules to tune in. Perhaps you're in transition to work, doing some things around the house. Maybe you are not feeling as well as you would like to feel. It is indicative of the fact that you have tuned in, that you are searching for spiritual food that would nourish your soul. We're in Matthew chapter 6. And we're dealing with verses 19 and 20. I'm going to read them again just for emphasis' sake. Jesus says in that text, "Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Jesus is contrasting in verses 19 and 20 about two kinds of riches, those earthly riches and those heavenly riches. And he is trying to, from his statements, four lessons that we can learn about earthly treasures. Number one, wealth is sought and sought by many. What is often forgotten is this. Every bit of wealth is held by someone. Therefore, many are always figuring out how to get some of what someone else has. Things of the world are very insecure. A man can be snatched away from this earth as quickly as the twinkling of an eye. Everything for which he has worked so hard on this earth can be gone immediately. Listen to Jesus in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? Is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God?" Number three, a man can lose much of what he has in this world and lose it quickly. He can lose it through financial difficulties, accident, marital problems, illness, death, and through a myriad of other ways. Number four, a person is a fool to seek an abundance of things, to grasp after more and more. Tonight or tomorrow or someday soon, God will say, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? Christ said it and said it poignantly. He that layeth up treasures for himself is not rich toward God. That person is going to hear that statement. There are heavenly riches. There are things in heaven that believers desire. Christ called these heavenly riches. Heavenly riches would be such things as a blameless life, becoming a true child of God, the forgiveness of sins, receiving wisdom from God, understanding the will of God, the purpose, the meaning, and significance in life, an enormous inheritance that is eternal, a constant comforter and helper, the Holy Spirit of God himself, life that is abundant and overflowing. Listen again to the master teacher Jesus in John 10 and verse number 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Christ says three things about heavenly riches that are of critical importance to the believer and the unbeliever. Lay up for yourself heavenly treasure. A person is foolish to seek and to set his mind on perishable things, because he can seek after that which gives all the meaning, purpose, and significance to life that one can imagine. To have meaning and purpose and significance in life is what life is all about. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. Luke 12 and verse number 15. How much meaning is there in something that passes and perishes? Even while a person seeks after something on this earth, there is an inner awareness that it will not last. There is an end to whatever meaning he finds in it. There is an inner awareness that it will not last long. There is an end to whatever meaning he finds in it. The earthly treasures may be a car, a job, a relationship, clothing, position, power, fame, or fortune. The fact is, no matter what the treasure is, it will end and pass away and be no more. A worldly man's meaning for life, his purpose and significance in life, is temporary, unfulfilling, incomplete. So remember, Jesus is contrasting heavenly riches and earthly riches. And I beg you to understand that God is not against us having the nice things of life, but what God is against is us being more focused on earthly things and forgetting about the focus on the spiritual things when we transition from this world into eternity. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank thee once again for blessing us to see this day. Father, help us to be focused upon those things that are eternal, those things that are lasting, those things that will give us the abundant life in this life, just on spiritual things. Help us to enjoy this life to the fullest, but to remain focused upon that heavenly kingdom. Father, we come in behalf of Jocelyn, a young lady that is bedridden, that is in a temporary facility at this moment in time. We ask that you be with the nurses and doctors that are attending to her. Father, please, not only her, but all that are in facilities of that nature, nursing homes, assisted living, hospitals that are going through health issues. We ask, Father, that you be with her mother, continue to strengthen her, give her the patience to trust in you, and that she will do all that's within her power to protect her daughter. Father, we pray for all that are on the call this morning. Some perhaps are going through some things, some that are suffering from sicknesses. We ask, Father, that you look into their individual situations Grant them the things that they need, if it's according to your will. And if it's not according to your will, Father, we ask that you give them the faith and the strength to continue to trust in you, to hold to your unchanging hand. For we know that you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above that we're all able to ask or to think. And we ask it all in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.